keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
I know you synced it up, so go back to where we were talking about our son's bowel movements.
Shitting?
Yeah. He sent me a text yesterday. It said, I've been shitting so much, it's like worrisome. And then I did not respond because I was busy last night. And then this morning.
Because you were not worried.
Right. I was not worried. And also, like, why are you bragging? You know. For us, it's like.
Shitting so much. I'm so thin. I think something's wrong with me.
Yeah, I'm like so skinny. Well, that's he said. He texted me last night too. He goes, I've been weighing myself after every time to help my self esteem. And I'm like, that's actually good.
I love doing that. Like if you take a really huge shit and there's a bathroom scale.
Oh God.
Right next to the toilet. Ugh.
I have not been on a scale by will in over 4 years.
Yeah, but there's. I mean, I get that. But yeah. It's really nice to be like, I just, that much shit just came out of me.
Yeah, it is. If you're not obsessive, if you're not like prone to obsessive eating disorder.
If you just love poop. Yeah. If you just love poop.
Yeah. In my brain, and that's why I won't get on a scale. Because in my brain, I already know kind of around how much I weigh. But in my, whatever the number is going to be, then I go like, oh, I'll just, then I obsess. And I'm like, I'll lose weight to get to, in my mind, like 115. And I know that that's fucking ridiculous for my body. If I weighed 150 pounds, I would be not alive.
Would not look great.
No.
Barely alive.
Even when I was like the super skinny, when I was doing that parasite thing, I think I remember I got on a scale then and in my mind I was like, it's going to say I weigh like 95 pounds. And it was like when I looked like I was for sure about to lay down and die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You would be alive. You'd look terrible.
I weighed, I think the lowest I ever got during that was like 128 or 130 pounds, like somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So.
And you looked like hot trash.
Yeah. So.
You looked so sick.
I know.
And by that I mean gorgeous. And by that I mean it was the best you've ever looked.
It is the best ever.
Oh my God. Do you have cancer? You look great.
Yeah. That was my favorite. And I do. I'm such an. People will be like, you look like you're losing weight. And I'm like, I've been thinner. Like. That's my response now. I'm like, no, I'm actually very physically fit and dense on a scale. I've been thinner, trust me.
They're like, cool, did not need all that information. Remind me to never say anything to you ever again. Compliment or otherwise.
Right.
By the way, what? Fuck you. I'm tying up a loose end from last week's episode.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening, which hopefully you are. If you're listening, I mean, you would be hearing this. I have to say if you're listening. We're recording back to back. So in that week-long break that we took, I ate 2/3 of that almond croissant. I'm saving the rest.
I had a piece of turkey.
Oh, good.
And American Pickers is still on. So not much has changed in our lives.
But we hope you had a great week.
But okay. Because this is fuck you.
Okay.
Filet of fish.
Yeah.
It was created in 1962 by some idiot who owned a McDonald's franchise in Cincinnati, Ohio, in response to falling hamburger sales on Fridays, resulting from the Roman Catholic practice of abstaining from meat on Fridays. Eat my dick.
That's great. I would, but it's meat. I will, but maybe after Friday.
I just can't do it on a Friday. So there, I knew that's a piece of information I just have in my brain forever.
And what
I don't need. Yep. And no one else needs.
Well,
but I have it.
Well, but now we all have that information. And that's
yeah,
a fun
so
fact.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah. And it's like the ring. It's like herpes. Your little tidbits are like herpes. Now we all have that forever.
Yeah, forever. And something important, you just left your brain.
Right. There's nothing.
You just forgot your mother's birthday.
Right. But you'll never. Well, and the nice thing is too, like, I like the trivia like that. It's nice to have.
I like food related trivia.
Yeah. It is. It's like a venereal disease. It just sits dormant. Most of the time it doesn't even pop up. But when it does, get ready.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be real uncomfortable.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be real excited that you know that.
That's a good thing to bring up. Oh, man. I got a refill of my coffee. I feel good.
But I got more coffee. I don't feel good. I should not be having 2 cups of coffee.
I need to drink more water. Let's drink water on the air. I'm glad that we took a break and all I did was take 17 minutes to post a fucking Instagram story with a picture of the croissant. And I'm like, oh, we should drink water now on the air.
Yeah, I don't even have any water.
Were you just going to green juice it?
No, I've... Yeah, my green juice is now 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
No, I just poured more coffee.
Oh. I got to wake up and drink water first. I did not sleep well last night. Thomas stayed the night. Oh, this is what we didn't get into last episode. Because we're...
Oh, this is...
We did such a good job. Well, so this is why I didn't get back to Tyler about his bowel movements. So, okay. I've been single for most of my life. Like, the last boyfriend I had, the last person I lived with was that I brought him up in the last episode, Steve Evitz. Yay, yay. And I was talking to him, and I go, you remember, you lived with me. I'm a fucking nightmare. And he's like, oh, the first time we spent the night together, I had, like, a full-blown panic attack and was, like, twitching, and my body was writhing, and I would, like, stop breathing in my sleep. And I'm like, oh, I have, like, horrific sleep apnea and terrible anxiety, specifically when I sleep, which is the best time to do
it. The best time.
I'm like, you remember, I have night terrors where I'm getting like raped by a ghost almost all the time.
Whether I'm awake or asleep.
Right. It's just kind of, you know, whatever. And so I don't do well sleeping. That's why I like the, you know, it's nice to be like, to fuck and then be like, bye, I'm leaving. I don't want to spend the night. I don't like, because I have so much anxiety because I know I'm such a crazy sleeper that I don't want to fall asleep and like freak out the other person. Plus, I just don't like people touching me. I think it's... Do you and Preston cuddle?
No, not when we sleep. We're not fucking serial killers. That's insane. Insane. That's like sitting on the same side of a booth at a restaurant.
Yeah, that it's gross. Like when people hold, like they want to hold you.
It's like, calm down. You can like be... You're already close enough.
Right.
Cool it.
We're already in the same bed.
Yeah. Like I mean, we'll like watch, like I'll put my head on his chest if we're like watching, you know, like My 600-Pound Life,
right,
in bed. Or one of the horse shows. But no, when I go to sleep, I fucking roll over.
What are the horse shows?
I put my
shows
back to him. Whore.
Oh, horse shows. I thought you said horse shows. I'm like, what are the horse shows? Oh, horse shows.
I mean, you call that too.
Yeah.
That one bitch has a bunch of horses.
Yeah. So all the housewives. I love them. Ramona goes to
no,
the
just
gym.
Anything on Broadway. Or oh, Broadway. Bravo. Anything on Broadway, which I'm now calling Broadway. Because the acting is fantastic.
And everything's so bright and shiny.
Bravo is my Broadway. That is my live theater.
But yeah, the cuddling is like, it's a weird... And I remember my very first boyfriend, I remember it was the first guy that I had sex with. And that's the only time where I've like slept. Like, I'll sleep, like cuddle with someone like as you're falling asleep, but then... Like, it's nice for, like, 5-10 minutes, and then I'm like, all right.
Yeah, and then it's like, get the fuck off of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, like, I roll over.
Yeah. And it's not, I remember my first boyfriend, we slept, like, face to face.
Oh, that's some very, yeah, that's, like, very stupid. Like, this is what people in love do.
Yeah. I remember we slept, like, facing each other, and we're like, just, like, breathing in each other's face. Ugh.
Ugh. Just, like, gross morning breath.
Yeah.
Oh, but I love it.
Yeah,
well, I love it.
At nighttime, in the morning time, it's like, fuck me from
violently
behind.
Violently hit each other.
Right. Fuck me from behind and hold your breath. Yeah.
We would not look at each other while having sex. That's disgusting.
No.
But we'd fall asleep, eyes wide open, just staring in each other's eyes.
But it's like a gross. So Thomas stayed over last night, and it doesn't happen very often. And like, in theory, it's romantic, but I'm like, son of a bitch, I'm not gonna get any sleep. And then because he gets testosterone, I'm just letting it all fly at this point. I'm so done with trying to like protect people and like not say shit. I'm tired, and I think this movie's like, honestly, I'm like, oh, if this movie comes out, then whatever, then this is great. Fucking, I don't care. I'll probably get hit by a bus or die on a plane. I don't care. So Thomas gets testosterone,
or both.
I'll get hit by a flying bus while I'm in a plane.
While
because it'll be the future. It'll be at least 40 more years before this movie actually comes out, and I'm going on tour.
I was going to say, we'll figure out how to live forever. You'll be half robot.
And they're like, okay, so we edit it down. It's 20 minutes and it's mostly
You're
other.
You're not in it.
And it's mostly just Nikki, it's mostly Nikki Glaser.
We did some focus groups and that's what people wanted. Yeah. So
it's 20 minutes of Nikki Glaser and then like some like outdoor cool shots of the Comedy Cellar.
Oh.
But so Thomas gets testosterone. He's a sex addict, first and foremost, like for sure, like a crazy sex fiend, like goes to these handjob places all the time. And he can fuck for hours. Like, I mean, to the point where it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun to me.
And he gets testosterone like implants. This is what these rich people do. He gets testosterone implants like in his butt cheeks. It's
what do you mean?
You can get testosterone
like a pit, like the arm pill.
Yeah, it's like a patch. And it's slow release. Yes, that's like a real thing that these rich people do. He doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs. He like he's very like straight laced and kind of. But that's what he did because it's like. And he's like, yeah.
I'm assuming he doesn't have low testosterone.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So he doesn't have low T and he's like, but he's like, yeah, low T. Sorry. We like, I talked about.
Yeah.
Sorry. Low T. Sorry.
Oh, very professional. Sorry. I'm a pharmacist.
Yeah. Ma'am, this is too much cocaine. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you need help with the handcuffs? Do you have low T? Yeah, that's right. I'm a pharmacist, officer. I don't know if you can tell by the slang I'm using.
I watch a lot of daytime TV, so I know all about low T. Yeah. I'm basically a doctor.
So he gets these things put in his butt cheeks and... He has a great body and like good chest hair, and but like he fucks a lot.
Yeah, but he has a real firm butt with all his butt cheek implants.
Yeah, he has a great ass, great bod, great dick. And so yesterday was my 1 year anniversary of being in my apartment, and he came over and he was like, "Oh, congratulations on 1 year!" So for his present, and so I don't know if you and Preston do this, like. You know when you're just like having...
I'm gonna say no.
Okay,
I'm just gonna say no. But go for it. But
or if you've done
like. For sure, no.
Well, but yeah, you guys are normal.
I wouldn't say that, but
like,
proceed.
You know when you're like fucking and you're like talking shit and like, I'm going to fucking do this to you and that and all this kind of crazy shit. And like you talk about other fantasies.
Yeah.
And we're going to do all this other stuff and fuck all these other people. And you like just start. You're just talking shit because you're fucking. You're just making up nonsense. Right.
Yeah.
So we do that a lot. And he.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
Like, but so it's always the one because he goes to these massage places and we'll go get like hand jobs is something that he does. And he was like, he's like, I want to go to a massage place and have her like massage you and like prepare your cunt. And then I'm going to fuck you on the massage table. And we'll talk just talking shit while we're fucking. And like, I'm just trying to like get him ramped up so he'll like come because it's like, all right, buddy, it's been 35 minutes. Let's wrap this up.
Let's go.
But so we like went and got a massage together at the place where I go get like legit massages. It is a hand job place. 1,000,000%.
Yeah, it is legit a hand job massage place. But also they give you a massage.
Yeah. And the owner. So like he went with me a couple weeks ago and we got a couple's massage. And he was like, we're going to get in that. And I'm going to just start fucking you in the thing. But they brought in a male masseuse for me and a female one for him. And so we just got regular massages for an hour. Because he couldn't really, with a man in there, you can't really be like, so can I take my dick out? So that was kind of like a wash. So we didn't have weird group, forced group sex. Massage therapist.
Yeah, you didn't sexually assault your masseuse? Oh, cool.
Right. And I.
What a bummer.
They're a massage therapist like I'm a pharmacist.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I know I said massage therapist and he's like, well, I mean, we could use that because it's where. They go and they're just kind of there essentially just obviously it's just as a front. And so a lot of times you have to be like, oh, that's my kneecap. Can you not go hard on my kneecap? That's a bone.
Yeah, exactly. Can you pop my shoulder back in a place? Thank you so much.
It's like I always joke. I'm like, oh, the money. I'm like, oh, it took $30 for an hour. And I'm like, yeah, with all the money I saved on the massage, I can spend that on the chiropractor to put my fucking spine back into place.
Yeah, exactly.
So they like. So we tried it again last night. He's like, okay, we'll try it again. Now, I've gone in there a couple times. The owner, this woman, she's great. She's probably like in her 50s. And she's very like a madam. Like I think I talked about on the podcast. First time I went in, I was like, oh, it's probably a regular massage place. And she was like lounging with her thigh up on this velvet couch in this tiny little like converted apartment. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. This is where they do hooker stuff. I love it. So she's great. And I helped her write like a legal letter to the building manager. So she owes me. Okay, so this woman at this place where I go get a massage, I helped her. I go there a lot, and I helped her. I proofread and, like, rewrote a legal document, like a legal letter that she was sending to the building manager and some inspector.
Regarding what? Regarding all the cum that's in the massage parlor?
Yes. I'm like, everything else is great. We just have to work on the tenses. It's he came. I know in the Asian languages there are no tenses, which is why they're better at saving money than Americans. That's I heard that, and I'm like, that's like a factual thing across the board because there's no future and past tense. Everything is right now. So that's why they're better at saving money because they don't think like, oh, down the road, I'll fucking whatever. Very interesting stuff. I suggest everyone listen to Freakonomics. But they have no... That's,
but wouldn't that mean they're better at spending money? Because there's no future?
You would think so, but so
like,
it's
why
not.
Save the money?
You would think so, right?
Because there's
right.
just now.
That would make more sense. But that's not because... you're right. That would make more sense if you're like living in the moment. You just spend it. But it's the opposite because instead of saying something
like... Because there's no tomorrow.
But... And that would make sense. But I think where they get it is like, cause instead of saying like, oh, this, you're going to buy a house and you're like, oh, so this will cost $200,000. When you say will cost, it puts it in the future. Like, oh, so this doesn't cost us now, but that's money that we will spend on the road. But if someone goes, oh, you like this house? This cost, then they just go, oh God, I have to spend everything right now. So they save it.
It costs. Yeah.
So I think what it does, it can, when you live in the moment, it either gives you freedom to be totally free and like just whatever, man, just, you know, living for the moment. Or
an asshole.
Or it incites chronic anxiety and panic like, fuck, 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 everything's happening now. It's like, yeah.
I'm that one.
You have the second one, yeah.
I'm that Asian.
Yeah, it's like, so, yeah, that is the weird, like when I went to yoga last week, it was like, it's one of these things where I'm like, I shouldn't, like, even with this croissant where I'm like, I shouldn't eat a bunch of sugar because later, like, you know, there'll be consequences. And we got out of yoga and it's all like, you're only in this moment. And I remember Troy and I were like, it was like, we should get something healthy. And I'm like, yeah, but if we only have this moment and there is no future, then there is no us having chronic gas and diarrhea because we split ice cream. If there is no future, there's no diarrhea. There's just this ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. If... Oh, that's a great t-shirt or bumper sticker or coffee mug. If there's no future, there's no diarrhea.
Yeah. It's
so you can eat all the cheese.
Yeah, that should be. I threw cheese away. My sinuses are so bad. I had like three different types of cheese in my refrigerator and a yogurt, and I threw it all away. It was the saddest day of my life. It was this weekend. I was like, I can't even have this cheese in here because I'll eat it.
That's very sad.
Oh, no, it's really that's why, you know, but now I'm loading
that's
up.
That's really sad.
On this fucking sugar croissant. So everything will balance out. So I fixed this lady's. So we should, by the way.
You fixed her cum letter.
Yeah. But side note, we should start a meditation app and we'll practice that on the Patreon. Cause I read all these like inspirational quotes and like, I've been trying to like get up at 6:30 and read them. And
I need to do something to calm down. So sure. I'll try meditation again.
Yes, and we can do it. We can maybe sometimes, we'll figure that out, but we can maybe sometimes do it together in the morning on FaceTime. It just takes 5 minutes, and it's all very dumb bullshit.
Oh, that'll be relaxing. Yeah, that'll be super relaxing.
All of our Zen, and that's your own, that's your mantra. What's the mantra for the Pussy Fart Gang mantra is, there is no diarrhea. It's very calming. There's nothing in your pants.
There is only cheese. There is no diarrhea.
So I fixed her cum letter. So last night, Thomas comes over and it's always just like a fuck marathon and I'm super tired. So I get over. I like took a nap first And I like masturbated to pre, like get masturbated and then like laid down, just like pre get my body like warmed up. You know, it's like you're before an athletic event. You want to go for a little jog. I had to warm up my cooter.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You want to do a quick warm up.
Right. So I had to warm her up, get her ready. So he shows up and he's like, hey, I want to take you to the massage place and I'm going to like, well, he's like, but this time we'll make sure there's not a man there and we'll get like one woman. We'll just get like one masseuse. And then I'll just like watch and I'll like play with you and then like fuck you. I'm like, and so part of me, I'm like, oh, that sounds hot. Cause I just masturbated and woke up from a nap. So I'm like, yeah. But then as I was waking up, I'm like, that actually does not sound like a relaxing massage for me.
No, it does not.
And I'm like, and I know these people. I don't want to bum them out. Like, I get that they give hand jobs, but I'm like,
you don't want to sexually assault.
Right.
Your masseuse.
Right.
I know we're using the term masseuse loosely.
Right. And like, but the thing too is it's a weird thing because that's like part of what they do is you just go in and it's like 10 minutes, you get a hand job and you get extra money. So as like, it, part of me feels, I'm like, well, I don't want to do that to them. But then I'm like, oh, but then I'm like, give them extra money as long as you're not doing anything to them. And I'm like, but also as like having done sex work, but that's like what they're doing. So like if I went out on a date with a guy from the website and then all of a sudden he was like, oh, I don't want to like feel like I'm like taking advantage of you. So I'm not going to fuck you. Then I'd be like, oh, that also means I don't get X amount of dollars. Fuck you. We're fucking, give me your money. Because when I go in to get a massage, you can see that they're like happy because it looks legit, but they're bummed out because they're like, fucked. We're not going to get an extra money out of this bitch. And we got to spend an hour with her.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're most upset about.
I have to rub this lady's kneecaps for an hour and it's only going to be $30.
Her kneecaps are so tense.
Yeah. They probably prefer to come in and just get a hand, just get it over with. Hand job, 10
oh,
minutes,
for sure.
10 minutes in and out, 10 minutes, and it's like $70 and they're done. It's fucking beautiful business. So I'm like, okay, and I told him, I go, okay, don't be weird because I know them. I'm like, so let me call her and ask her if you can like sit in there and watch. And I'm like, and don't just start, like, ask if it's okay. Be like, hey, can I touch my girlfriend? I'm like, say that. And he's so fucking...
Use those words.
So I told him what to say. I'm like, and if they feel uncomfortable, you're not doing it. We're not doing it. It's not happening. I'm telling. And he's like, okay. So we call and then it's like, okay, come in like an hour. And it's right a block from me. And so he's like, well, I'm going to... So he just like fucks me. So I just get like railed right up until my alarm goes off. And then we go to get this massage. He's like, and I'm going to have you suck my dick. And then I was like, super mad. I'm like, okay, no. I need a real massage.
You're like, I'm not sucking your dick while I'm getting. That sounds so relaxing.
Yeah. And he's like, what? And I go, do you know how many fucking muscles it takes to suck a dick? That like actively fucks with your neck. You need a massage after, because it's a lot of work. So then I was like, I'm not sucking your dick while I'm getting a massage. And he's like, maybe I can just like feed it to you through like the face hole of the massage table.
Feed it to you.
Ugh. And I'm like.
Also, that would be a super comfortable position for him to get in.
He's just not.
Dude, you did not think that through.
No, dudes are just fucking dumb and gross. And in their mind, they're like.
Also, feed it to you.
Ugh. They watch that's just too much porn. And I'm like.
I know. Because like if Preston was ever like. I'm going to feed you my dick. I would never stop laughing at him. I would never stop laughing. I would say it all the time.
Yeah.
I would like on my deathbed, I would make him lean into me and I'd be like, remember the time you said you were going to feed me your dick? You fucking idiot. And then I'd die. Just be like, hey, babe, you want to suck my dick? And I'll be like, hell yeah. Or like, nah, feed.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh.
It's such a weird... People watch too much porn.
Like, I need, like, a knife and fork.
Right.
And like a napkin.
Yeah, like a... Open your mouth. Here comes the airplane.
In the airplane.
Here it comes. And I'm like... And I was like, that's not going to work. So now I'm like... With dirty talk, what's sexy, and then the actual, like, working out of it, I was just like, now I'm irritated. And now I'm, like, too tense. I'm like... And I was like... And I need a real massage. I worked out a lot. Like, I need a real massage. So he's like all bit. So we walk in and I call and we get in and he's just like cuddling with me on the couch. And he's trying it. And I wore like my glasses and he wears glasses. And I'm like, okay, this way we look like not pervs. We're like, we can't be pervs because we're both wearing glasses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Quick, put on your fake glasses, Wendy, yeah, so everyone thinks you look smart. Everyone knows nerds don't fuck.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, actually, we look like a couple of weird, like, incels that just sit home, like, that are pale and just, like, watch porn of yeah, girls eating ice cream. And so we're good. We're, like, the most weird people.
Yeah. And then go get jerked off.
So we go in. So the owner, I thought it was going to be. So we get there and he's like, because we'd come in, we've gone in there together before and got a couple's massage and, like, didn't do anything weird. We're sitting there on, like, the weird, like, velvet, like, chaise lounge that they have in the front. It's, like, it's set up like a fucking, I mean, it's
like a place you go to get jerked off.
Yeah.
Is that what it's set up like? Weird.
It's a brothel. And so we sit down, and they're like, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to get a massage. She's like, it's my present to my girlfriend. And like, I'm like, okay, we fucking relax. Lay off the exposition. You watch too much porn. He's like, well, it's like, no one needs to know why we're here. You don't have to keep saying, like, so we go in there and I get down on the table and he's like, take off the towel. And so I lay down and I'm like, I'm putting a towel on. I'm not going to be weird and be like fully butt ass naked when she walks in. Cause that's.
She would have been like, what? Oh God, what do I have to do?
So he's like, take the towel off. And he's sitting there that we went in the couple's room. So he's just sitting on the table. And I'm like, this is, and I'm like, I do not feel comfortable. This feels very weird. He goes, take off the towel so I can look at your ass. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And so, and I'm kind of into it, but I'm also like, this feels, I do not like, this feels weird. And I'm like, she has to be cool. So she walks in and immediately takes it down, puts it on top of me.
Yeah, of course she does.
And I was like,
she's like, fuck, what are these weirdos? What are these two men in glasses going to do? This is crazy.
This guy on the table expects me to jerk him off. His dick is very small. It's like a small, puffy mound of flesh.
How do I work this thing?
I can't get a grip on it. I mean, I've heard of a prolapse anus, but a prolapse dick? It's like a tent that collapsed. It's just like weird loose pieces hurts. Of flesh I gotta try to find.
Do I put it together? Sir, I'm sorry. I think I need to reassemble your dick before we can go any further.
This is like a DIY.
Are there poles?
So I'm kind of assembling.
My face hurts. This is why we can't do two episodes in one day.
Because now we're delirious.
And my fucking face hurts.
It seems like maybe there was a glue or some kind of an adhesive, and now it's just kind of slimy. Maybe that's what was holding it together.
Did this get wet? Did you leave this outside?
Did this? Because morning dew will do. It's humid now. It's springtime. Did you leave? Were you walking around?
She just storms out of the room. I can't do anything. His dick is too humid.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I didn't want to say it. I think his dick could be a pussy. Yeah. I don't want to be rude. Right. I do not want to be rude. Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's why we can't do two episodes in a row, because now we're just
loopy. See?
And now you had a piece of turkey and I had a bunch of sugar, and we're just slamming caffeine.
Yeah.
So she puts a towel on me, and she starts massaging me, and then it's like a few minutes in, and I just had this sinus thing. So my sinuses, so this is like the least sexy. My sinuses, when you start, and she's really good masseuse. She's actually great. So when you're laying down the facing, so I'm laying there and it started to, like, a few minutes in, he very politely repeated my words. He said, do you mind?
Oh, no.
He goes, do you mind if I touch my girlfriend? Perfect. That was great. I hope that picks up the pots of clanging. He goes, do you mind if I touch my girlfriend? Because part of me was like, this is great. He's going to be too nervous. I'm just going to get a regular massage and he's just going to sit there like a fucking cuck and watch me. But he goes, do you mind if I touch my girlfriend? And she's like, she's like, oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, I don't care. She just, like, moved out of his way. So under the towel, so she's massaging my shoulders. He just starts like massaging my thighs, and under the towel starts like fingering my my collapsed dick.
I was going to say, what are we calling it?
Yeah. A collapsed cunt.
Okay, so this wasn't like a secret.
No, so he was very, so he was, and she's like, yeah, go for it. And
so she knew he was like finger blasting you.
Oh, yeah. And then he was doing it. She took the towel off and he was doing, she like, when she was massaging my legs, because normally they keep the towel in the center and like don't like flash your cunt all over the place. So he's fingering me. It's not a secret. And she, so here's the thing. So I was like, so as it's happening, I'm like, do I pretend like I am not complicit? Am I supposed to just be like, oh, I just was like, the massage is so good. I like, I'm not part of this. And I didn't know if it was bumming her out. So he's like, as he starts to finger me, then she's like, how's it feel? I'm like, oh, it feels great. And she goes, yeah, this is like a deep tissue massage. She goes, a lot of people, she goes, you know, I'm one of the only people that I do the best massage here. It's hard to find because everyone wants a young girl because they just want the finishing, you know, but they don't know how to give a massage. And so she just, as soon as he starts fingering me, she starts openly talking about how it's hard to find a good people that work there that know how to give a good massage because they all just want young girls to jerk them off.
I also love that once he starts fingering you, she's like, oh, good. Now we can chat. Just us girls.
Yeah. Oh, finally. Everyone's relaxed. This is, she's like, it's been very uncomfortable. You just come in and get a massage and no one touches your pussy.
I wasn't sure you had one.
We were very concerned. We were like, this poor man. I used to be
has
very-
no genitals and very puffy breasts.
Right.
What an unfortunate looking man.
I know. You know what the rumor is? He used to be a celebrated. Did you ever hear of Kids with Curves?
Yeah, he was the main kid with curves.
Right.
The one playing guitar. Yeah, that was him.
Yep, that was him. And then he got tall and he got slim, kept a little bit of a puffy man tit, and his poor dick collapsed from all the abuse. Those old men, their lips are so thin, they'll just shred a young man's dick.
Well, they're so dry, so thin and dry. They're just like little razor blades.
It's like a mandolin, like with a vegetable, just kind of like
over time, just sheaths it off.
It's like a Julianne dick.
I prefer. I just like those spiral cutters.
Yeah. Yep. I love.
spiralized dick.
Yeah. It tastes
you can
just
spiral
like
anything.
It tastes just like
you can't
pasta.
Tell it's not pasta. By the way, fuck everyone that says that. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
It tastes zucchini's great. I love zucchini. It doesn't fucking. It doesn't. No. It's not pasta.
Yeah.
If I want pasta, I'll have pasta. If I want zucchini, I'll have zucchini. Don't be like, hey, fat fuck. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
It's not even close. And people like with algae noodles. I remember there were
those are disgusting.
Well, when
by
I was doing that weird thing where I was like being anorexic and saying it was to do a cleanse years ago.
Yeah.
Which we talked about at the top of the episode.
Last week.
I remember like being like, those algae noodles. I was like, oh, this tastes just like regular fettuccine. And it was like, no, you're starving to death and you've lost your mind.
It's not, none of that shit is good. None of that like replacement healthy stuff. I'm not saying it's bad. Again, I like zucchini. It's not pasta.
Correct.
Like just telling yourself you're just going to be miserable.
Right.
But if you spiralize a dick, fun fact, that does have the exact, once you cook it, it has the same texture as like a fresh homemade pasta dough.
Right. And
like that,
what?
Like nice chew, like that al dente, like.
Yeah. It's like a mix of pasta and calamari. It's like a nice.
It's great breaded too.
Right.
And I'm not a huge fan of breading, but on a nice spiral dick.
Oh, I love it. Breaded
spiral. Little marinara.
God damn.
A little fresh parm.
Almost all protein. As any man will tell you.
And healthy fats.
Right.
It's healthy fats. It's like an avocado.
Right. So he's fingering my spiral dick. She starts chatting me up. But yeah, she like, it was pretty great.
God damn it.
What? What happened? Oh, hold on. Her FaceTime broke. We're going to have to edit this. Well, you'll pick it up when we're... Hello. Can you see me?
I cannot see you. Can you see me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you see me or hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Okay, let me try to, let me call you
back.
Now
I can do both those things?
Okay, great. Oh, perfect. Yeah, okay. So he's fingering my appetizer between my legs. And he's like, so it wasn't a secret. And she was talking about it. And
oh,
then,
my God.
So he's like fingering me under the towel. And I'm like, it's kind of hot. But then my sinuses start draining. So I can't breathe. So I'm like sniffling. So I'm trying to say like, oh, this feels like, sort of, I'm like, oh, this feels great. And then I didn't know if I should acknowledge him and then to him. And I'm like, but it wasn't like in a sexy voice. It wasn't like, oh, this feels great. And you're doing a great job too, babe. Like that. So I have snot like running out of my face. So I can't breathe. So my face is in the massage thing. So my sinuses are draining. I have snot running out of my face and my smoker voice. And so they're like, how does it feel? And I'm like, oh, it's great. Baby's doing a good job too. It's great. Baby, you're doing a great job too. It sounds like I'm like crying. They're like, are you crying? I'm like, no, I fucking can't breathe. And so when I'm like, I go, yeah, you're doing a great job too, babe. So I was like, should I acknowledge that he is fingering me since he's doing it in front of her?
And I mean, like, she knew he was fingering you, right?
For sure.
It wasn't, she was like, whoa.
Yeah. She's like, oh, trust me. She's cool. And she goes, she's has many times when I just get done getting massage and she's like, do you want to go smoke a cigarette with me? And I'm like, oh, I would, but not maybe right after massage. But thanks. She's always like, do you want to just smoke while you're getting massage? She's very cool.
Yeah, exactly.
She's pretty hip. So she knew his finger. And so I'm like, so I go, you're doing a great job too, babe. And he goes, oh, thanks. And then she starts laughing and she goes, yeah, it's good, but it's different, huh? And they both start laughing. And I'm like, and I go, yeah, it's
this
different.
None of this sounds fun. Like, this just sounds.
So I'm laying there and she's giving me a massage and he's like fingering me and they're just both like, and she's like, yeah, but it's good, but it's different. And I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, yeah. She goes, mine's like external and he's an internal massage. And I'm like, okay, well,
my God, I'm like, this does nothing for me.
You know, in my mind, I thought it would be really hot. The reality of it, it was not.
Exactly. Like in my head, like when I was younger, I'd been like, oh, yeah, this is like, I want to do that. But now I'm just like, oh, this sounds uncomfortable.
It was. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't blow my nose or say, like, can I get a snot ragger? And I was trying.
And their back. I don't care for their back and forth.
No. Yeah, like in porn, it's all just like, ooh, do you like that? And she's like, how does that feel? And I'm like, it's great. And he's like,
you're throwing up.
Yeah, I'm just hopping.
Neon green snot. And just sobbing.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably.
And she's like, yeah, most men like a younger girl. You know what I'm talking about. And he's like, fuck yeah, this fucking, I hate this old bitch. That's why I got to have her face down to finger her. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck these idiots are talking about.
Oh, my God.
And then it was just such a strange, like, I thought in my mind, I thought it would be sexy. It's the same thing, like, when I went to, like, a sex party. In your mind, it's never sexy.
Sex isn't usually sexy.
No. It was very,
like,
weird.
That's the thing. It's, like, just, like, yeah.
And I had
It's awkward. And there's always something weird always happens.
And then there's like,
like the woman giving you the massage is talking to your boyfriend who's fingering you.
You know, just uncomfortable moments like that.
You know, normal stuff.
Right.
Everybody knows what we're talking about.
And at one point, and it was actually a really good massage. And then it was actually kind of nice when he stopped fingering my pussy. And like when she was massaging my legs, he came up and started like massaging my shoulders and my hands. And I was like, okay, now this is nice. If we could, everybody just massage me.
Yeah. If we could just do this.
And everyone was being quiet.
And never that other thing again.
Right.
Yeah, nobody's talking.
And it wasn't like in a sexy low speak. It was very just like we're waiting for a train to show up. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was gnarly. And phlegm like that coming out of the throat. So then it was nice. They were both massaging me, and I was like, this is what I like. And then she pulled the towel off, so now she's massaging my leg. So now, instead of the nice, normal thing where they normally do, where they put the towel and, like, cover your pussy and do each leg, because he's fingering me anyway. And he was like, he's fingering me anyway. So the whole towel now is off, and my legs, she's doing it to, like, give him a show. And I'm like, what? So she takes my legs and, like, when she's massaging my legs, spreads them very far apart. Which I've never had done. So she, like, really spreads my legs apart. So I feel like a weird, like a frog on, like, a lab.
No, because that's not a move. You've never had that done because that's not a massage move.
She spreads my legs super far apart, and then she bends, and she's giving a great massage. But she's doing that, and I'm like,
this is a fucking nightmare.
And then I just feel him, like, behind me, like, watching. It was very, and then he, yeah, it was. Anyway, and then he did, so it was just, it was not sex, and I'm very tired. So the massage, like, was good, but it was the most, it was exhausting. And then we came back, and then we had to have sex for, like, another hour, because I'm like, he did an impression. He goes, yeah, when she had your legs open, and she was, like, massaging you, like, really hard, he's like, she was, like, massaging your ass really hard and pushing. He's like, your cunt was all, like, and he made this, like, flopping emotion with his hands, and I was like, let's not do that. I don't know that I need to hear that. My pussy lips are flopping around. Like,
oh my god.
I was like, he moved his hands around, like,
that's
like
so
waving.
Sexy.
And the motion he did was almost like a kid, like a curvy kid on a roller coaster. Like, you're, you know, and your cunt was like, with his hands up. And I'm like, okay, we can.
Yeah.
You could just say that you'd seen it. He's like, no, it was like wiggle. I'm like, okay, I know that it's, like, bigger than
so
the
your
average.
Pussy was like two cooked fettuccine noodles.
Yeah. Just flailing in the fucking wind. Oh my god. But yeah, so I'm tired. And then after
Jesus
all that,
Christ, can we talk about how bad our connection is? By the way,
oh, is yours bad? Mine's good on my end. Can you not hear me again?
Well, you're like, I think, like, 30 seconds ahead of me, and I cannot see you. No, I can hear you,
okay,
but I cannot see you, and you're like 30 seconds ahead.
Oh, you're perfect on time on me. Do you want me to call you from my phone?
Leave this all in. This is just the episode.
Yeah, leave this in. This is the episode. Oh, so you didn't see my good impression of my...
Maybe?
The... Yeah, you want me to call you back?
No, but I think I figured it out. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to call her back. Is it better now? Yeah.
This is a great episode.
This is a great episode.
This is another reason we shouldn't do two episodes in one day.
Yeah, because our connection just started dying. Well, first of all, we should not do one episode in one day.
Any day.
No.
But I think this is the universe being like, we had no trouble the first episode with our internet connection.
No.
But now.
The universe is like.
Too much.
They're like, okay, the kid fucking thing, we're going to let that slide.
Yeah, but the getting fingered while getting a massage.
Right.
It's one step too far.
This is too much. You're talking about eating spiral dicks.
Again, into that.
Yeah, I think it's a great snack. But so then we fucked, and then we went to the diner, and we split tuna sandwich with bacon and fried zucchini, and that's where he did the impression of my pussy flailing around. And I was like, well, we can.
Oh, good, he did it in public. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, no, yeah, he did it at the restaurant. A diner.
That's a restaurant. They serve food.
I know. I love that place. So it was a very romantic. And when we left the massage place, because he was like really like... When we left the massage place, she was like, she was very cool. And she was like, thanks. And you guys are great. And I'm like, okay. I felt really like a piece of, you know, like a specimen, like aliens. Like, that's what I would feel like it would be like, where you just lay down and you have just people just poking you.
Yeah.
Shoving you around. And she was like, have a good, a nice romantic evening. And I was like, oh, God, I hope it gets romantic.
I don't think it can after that. I'm pretty sure after you get fingered on a massage table and the woman's making your pussy look like fettuccine noodles. You can't have, like, the night's over. Like, that should be the end of the night. No. That should be like you then go, well, good evening, sir, well, and walk away.
Good evening and good
tip
and
the
good,
cap, and you walk away.
Good evening and good life to you, because we we shan't speak again. Is that a scene in Great Expectations? We shan't see each other again.
Yeah. Right after she gets fingered by her grandmother.
Yes.
And the dude gives her massage.
Dude.
I think that was also in Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah. think it's, well, the thing is that the problem with stuff like that is, and that's why I even hesitated to even tell the story on the podcast, because I'm like, it's such a hack trope of every rom-com.
It's and true.
Rom-coms and classic romance novels. Well, it's really
a period movie.
Right.
It's really a period piece.
I know. It's so hack. It's like, okay, we get it. You know, this is this torrid affair, and then you go into some massage place where you have to ring a doorbell and know a secret fucking code to get in.
Yeah. And then you get fingered while the older Asian woman giving you the massage is talking about how she's giving you an external massage and he's giving you an internal massage.
Yeah.
And then you all laugh. And then she makes your pussy squiggle in the right. breeze.
Well, you don't laugh and so then... much because you can't breathe. So that's another very, you know, it's all these elements that make it romantic.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to say it. We've seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah. That's why I hesitated to tell the story, because some people are going to be like, boring. We get it. We've all been
there. It's going to be like, God, yeah, okay, you can't come up with your own original material anymore. We get it. We get it.
But yeah, so threesomes are out. It's bad news. And then after that, we got back.
I thought that was going to be fun. Initially, I was like, that sounds like an ideal threesome. Because it's not really a threesome. But now I'm like, nope, I just need just one dick.
Yeah.
And no Asian woman rubbing my body down while I'm interacting with said dick.
Yeah, because spoiler to everybody listening. So I started to, on the way in to record, I was just so excited to tell Megan that I was like, oh my God, last night. And I started telling her, and you were real fucking excited before.
I was real excited about it.
Yeah. You were like, oh, that sounds great. I'm like, oh yeah, it is great. What should I tell you?
I'm like, ooh, massage and you get fingered. That sounds, what a dream. And now I'm like, cool, not going to fuck all week.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of a hassle. It's a pain. Like, I don't know that I would want to have a threesome now. Because he and I have talked about it, but it's like.
That's what I'm saying. I'm too old. That's so exhausting.
Logistically. Have you ever had a threesome or even like accidentally?
Yeah.
Yeah. With who?
Wait, hold on. Accidentally. Did you say, have you ever had a threesome or even accidentally?
Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes you're just like out, you know, partying. What, you're just... and then it's like, there's all of a sudden there's a dit in your mouth and you're like, I guess we're fucking doing this.
Yeah, I was going to say this. I'm not sure how that's like accidental. Like, I'm like, yeah, I was just at a dinner party and we were having pasta. And then all of a sudden, like, I was fingering a pussy and there was a dick. And it was crazy. We haven't even had dessert yet.
I think they were trying to distract me from the fact that it was a zucchini pasta. You're like, this doesn't taste. Quick, put a dick in her mouth. Somebody, put her hand in a pussy.
Somebody, oh, God.
Quick.
She knows.
Distract her. Someone get a floppy cunt out here. Now.
She'll think it's real pasta if you get your floppy cunt out here.
Yeah. We need to satisfy her in some way. Or bum her out so much.
Yeah, except that she just doesn't care anymore.
Right. She's like, fine. It tastes like pasta. Can I have my hand back?
Let me leave. Oh, my God. Yeah, of course I have. I was young and fun once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too much logistically. It's too much.
That's what I'm saying. It's a fun, exciting sex is like a young person's game.
Yeah.
Like weird stuff where you like have sex all night.
Yeah, that's too much. This guy, yeah, I don't know. He gets these testosterone pellets. I gotta.
Just call them pellets?
Yeah, whatever the fuck they are.
No, I like testosterone pellets because it makes me think of like campster food.
Yeah, like a BB gun. Like he gets shot. I picture that he gets shot in the ass with pellets of testosterone.
Probably. I mean, we're basically doctors.
Yeah. This is.
That's how I would administer testosterone pellets.
Right, with a gun. The manly way. Oh, my God. Oh, this is so good. See, now this is another reason why we shouldn't do 2 episodes, because we're like, great, we're wrapping this one up. Now we're just going to regular talk. So what are you doing the rest of the day?
So what's your plan for the week? Do you have, like a to-do list or like what's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing today? What's going on with... your work stuff?
Oh, I have to help Preston. Preston has to study. That's what I have to do.
Oh, that's right. He's taking that. When is his class? He's taking, what is
tomorrow,
he taking?
The manager course, like the serve safe manager course. Instead of food handlers. It's like the really, it's not hard. like I looked at the book and I was just like checking, like going question by question on the practice test. It's fucking easy. But it's like you have to go and it's like way longer and it's proctored.
Ugh.
Yeah. And I sure as shit wasn't going to do that. I've worked in restaurants for 15 years.
Do they?
I'm not taking an 8-hour class.
No. Oh, okay. So the class is 8 hours and then I was like, the test is fucking 8 hours? No, that would be
well,
insane.
No. The class is probably, it's 8:30 to 5:30. So I bet the class is probably like 6 hours because I think you get like an hour for lunch.
Yeah.
So it's probably like 3 hours lunch, 3 hours, and then they give you probably like 60 or 90 minutes to take the test.
The lunch is like in a secret lunchroom and that's the real test because they have cameras yeah. and they're like, do these motherfuckers wash their hands before they
yeah,
eat?
Yeah, exactly. That's smart. That's how we would do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nobody would pass or everybody would pass.
Right, because we're like, yeah, well, fucking whatever.
Yeah, who cares?
You want to serve shit out of a truck? Whatever.
Yeah, don't care. Just make sure you finger someone first before right. you serve.
Yeah, just look. Just make sure everyone's in a good mood. Because you're just... So what kind of stuff? So like on the test, it's just like wash your hands. Don't touch your butt.
Yeah, basic. Yeah. The manager one is more like you have to know.
Don't
like,
touch
you
your employees' butts.
Yeah, it's more like don't sexually assault your employees.
Oh. No,
it's like, you know, questions about staff and stuff.
Easy.
Not like like
staff
like,
infection.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. So it's just about how to like.
It's
not
a lot
be
more like
people?
Medical. It's yeah.
Oh.
It's easy.
Now I'm confused. You're like it's about staff and a lot more medical. I'm like, oh my god, are they going to talk about T levels?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Preston has to go in and learn how to administer a testosterone pellet into an asshole. It's an 8-hour course. It's going to be intense.
That's the best place to do it. I'll help.
Oh, and
study.
We have to go get Hep A shots. We're not doing that. I don't want to do that today.
What? Hep A?
We have to get Hep A shots, yeah.
Why? I mean, it's probably
good. Health department
thing. Really?
It's a health department thing, yeah. In case I put my hand in Preston's butt.
Again,
it's
yeah.
just his butt chock full of Hep A. So I got to get the shot. It's fucking expensive. I'm really pissed about.
How much is that?
It's going to be like $400 for both of us.
Fuck off.
Yeah. It's like $100 per shot and you have to get two.
Where? One in each butt cheek?
They have to do it encircling your testosterone pellet.
Yeah, that's the, like put it right next to the
T-pell.
That's the
only way it works.
So we're going to put this right next to your T-pell and that's where
your
we...
Your T-pell. Oh, yeah. That sounds like a doctor I trust.
Yeah. We're going to put the Hep A shot right next to the T-pell. You guys ready to fucking go?
Who's ready to party? What? Are you a doctor?
Excuse me.
Why are you trying to finger my boyfriend's pussy? He doesn't have a pussy. What's going on? Sorry, I get gender roles confused sometimes.
Yeah. I know. It's humid. I know it's humid in St. Louis, but it's not that humid. Stop trying to finger my boyfriend's humid dick. Humidadick. There we go. Perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Humidadick. Title for the
episode. Done.
Damn world keeps spinning around and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy fucking gang. With the pussy fucking gang.